emptiness. In terms of who was to be on it, I think that it should be, I mean, the traditional 4-4-4, unless you have other views, and that the chairman should be selected by the commission, rather than by the president naming the chairman. Does that make sense?
I think it does. What we have now, the way it's tentatively structured now, it would be 8 from the Congress. That's 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans, each from the House and Senate. And then 8 other members, that is the two nationals, the National Democratic Republican chairman, and 6 other public members to be chosen by the president. With the chairman and vice chairman selected from the commission by the members of the commission.
Right. And then put in a substantial amount. Just a few names that occurred to me. At the top of the list, in addition to the two national chairmen, Strauss and Bush, I think you could put John Williams would be an excellent name. Don't you think so? Another one, the former governor of Missouri, head of the governor's conference, a Democrat, Warren Hearn. Lucius Clay is sort of a senior statesman type of a guy. It's been the, with the Los Angeles Times, what the hell's his name,
Murphy?
Murphy, yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. Terry Sanders from Florida. Probably Milton Eisenhower. Then in the political science area.
Was it Terry Sanders? Do you mean Terry Sanders of North Carolina?
Yeah. Yep. I said Sanders. I meant Sanford, yeah. Yeah. So to get a southerner in there. John Wilson of Harvard, is the... political scientist. I understand on these names, these are names that would not be put in the, or if you thought that we should put our names out now, or no, let's wait till the Congress enacts legislation.
Yeah.
But these are names that could be floated, though.
Yes.
And incidentally, tell Lynn and all hands to get busy on names, but in terms of getting really responsible people, I would not put, for example, my present view would be not to put the Gardener of Common Cause on it any more than I would put the head of the Birch Society, because of the basic apparent, sort of a total bias in one way or the other. But who knows? Those are things that you have to consider. But this is the type of name I would think of. In other words, sort of the another one could be you got to think of a woman. You might put Lady Bird Johnson. why not?
Margaret Smith.
Very excellent. Margaret J. Smith is excellent. I don't know that, but that's just excellent. That's the type of woman I would put on. And a black, something there, put Mrs. Whitney Young. Why, she's a great person and so forth. Something like that. Or the head of the Urban League, Jordan. He's a good man. But anyway, the name thing they can start on, but we want to start floating those names just as soon as this thing goes out. Timmons, I noticed from what I heard from Hague this morning, could get a few people like apparently the Mansfield and Ford both said it was a good idea. Of course, Ford and Scott talked with me about it that morning, so did you see that some of those guys had said they thought it was a good idea? Oh, it was in the morning paper, I think.
Yep.
But that's good. You see, there's already bipartisan support for the idea. So, campaign tactics and so forth. Now, when you talk about tactics, I would talk about everything. not only people must not think that the only kind of campaign practices that is wrong is wiretapping or trying to find out what the other side's going to say in its speech or try to get their schedules or try to tick tock them. But after all, the worst kind of thing, I mean, which has been both in the 68 and 72 campaigns, was just an inordinate amount of not just heckling, but terribly destructive, violent demonstration to deny the thing. And as you know, in New York, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, we have solid evidence that the case where the local committees, McGovern committees, supported getting those people out. Anyway, I'd sort of like to see if you could play around with that a bit. I don't know what your thrust is, whether it's going to be primarily finance or primarily tactics or what.
What I'm trying to do, and what I've done so far, and the draft that I've got now, is just try to cover them all. I haven't gone to a lot of examples.
Well, maybe we should.
But I ticked off the kinds of things that the commission ought to look into.
I'm sure you include violence in it.
I've got that in there.
Good. That's a start.
But without trying.
Well, maybe we shouldn't use any examples. And then in the follow-up, though, you can, again, through the whole process of leakage and so forth, you can put out on a chapter and verse basis a lot of the violent stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, violence occurred and this and that. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think there's a danger of a little backlash. We get into too much.
That's right. They'll think like we're trying to play. We're trying to make a case. That's right.
All right. I agree. The more general, the better. The whole point is, when you come down to this, how do you police it?
That's the real question, isn't it? You say these things shall not be allowed. That's like the Bible, where thou shalt not commit adultery, but nobody pays a goddamn bit of attention to it. You know what I mean? They just go, and the Catholics just go to it and confess it, and it's okay. The others do it and don't confess it. So I don't know. If you thought of any kind of a procedure, maybe Len's probably, his good mind would work on that sort of thing.
Well, of course, at this stage, I would think that what we want to do would be not try to prescribe too clearly, because we're asking the commission to do this.
Yes.
But the commission set examples of the kinds of things that a few examples of the kinds of things that they might come up with.
And that they should make recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the reason, while it's a little bit offbeat, mm-hmm. to throw in this business of the election of Congress, it's just a damn good idea. Mm-hmm. Now, the one bullet that I would like to bite, but I probably don't, because it would hit fellows like Stennis, is the age factor.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Should you put in that? No, that really goes too far out.
And that's not really campaign practice.
And that is, well, but you see, the election every 4 years the way I would get into that is to simply say that the commission should consider the fact that as to the term of office. As a matter of fact, they should even consider the fact of the term of office of a president, whether it should be a six-year term, one six-year term without re-election, rather than two four-year terms. I mean, rather, you see. The other thing they should consider, the term of office of the Congress, on the ground that the Congress is particularly at the present time, every 2 years and with the media and so forth, that congressmen cannot. They really serve for 1 year and campaign for 1 year, and this makes them particularly targets for, an enormous amount of expenditure, et cetera, et cetera. I think that could go in if you could find and really intrigue people a hell of a lot. And maybe they'll come up with a recommendation on that. Now, on your time, in view of the way this thing is going, I don't want you to have to rush something up here this afternoon.
Just take the rest of the day, and then tomorrow around noon,
around 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'll get my first look at it, and we'll start working on it. How's that?
All right.
I think you need a little more time. We want this to be a rush job, might, one thing that could be very helpful might be to, maybe you call a Mansfield on the phone, or see if he has any ideas as to what he thinks should be concluded. We'd be glad to have them.
Limits on contributions by organizations, business organizations.
now is through, they don't do it through a union now, but they do it through their Committee of Political Action. Well, that's the way business gets around it, is that business, just like the doctors, go out and they raise a lot of money from the individual doctors, and then they have the AMA, Washington office, chuck in the money. Well, now, by doing that, the moment they do that, that means that the AMA, Washington office, the lobbyist, has a hell of a hook on a congressman or senator.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
It's that's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been, Lord, the hell of me, we have not given them the thing the other day, but the campaign should be, contribution should be individual, not by organization, not through organization. Well, anyway. Okay.
One thing is that Nostradamus seems to me to have a lot of merit, and that I think we're probably going to flag in the thing, is the thing which Scott has been behind, the Independent Federal Elections Commission, which would have enforcement powers.
Mm-hmm.
He's been pushing that. As a matter of fact, it passed the Senate 89-2 last year, but then died in the
Yeah, I'm for it. That they have their right, but might be a good idea.
I think it would.
Fine. Good, I think that's a better scheme. Okay, Ray.
Discussion, regard to the message, and so forth and so on.